Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina. I'm an English teacher and I'm a motion sickness haver.
Hi, I'm Mary.
I look so happy.
It's slow motion. My name is Mary Lou. I'm an English teacher and I'm a personality test liker.
You just like it. You don't love it so much.
I don't know a lot about it, but I'm interested in personality tests. We'll get into that later.
Okay. This is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
Please check out our YouTube account for videos and vlogs with Japanese translations.
英会話教室 Excel English の無料体験を受けたい方は Excel English で検索して If you want to practice speaking English with us, be sure to check our website exl-english.com for a free trial lesson.
And if you find this show helpful, please give us a 5-star rating.
5 stars.
Or give us a like on YouTube.
Now let's begin the episode.
Hey, okay, wow, that was so good. All right, let's talk about your motion sickness. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday and the day before yesterday, we were traveling. And as usual, we're traveling by car. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'm the person who has motion sickness.
Yes.
Yeah. I've had motion sickness since I can remember. I usually get afraid traveling, traveling by car or a van. Vans are a little okay, but cars, really, riding cars make me feel really sick. Yeah.
What do you feel when you have motion sickness?
My head aches, and then I feel like, so what I do is like I try to breathe. I don't know if it's shortness of breathing, but I do feel kind of out of breath when I'm inside a car, when I'm inside a moving car. Uh-huh. I don't know exactly what causes it, but the smell of the car, maybe the leather of the car, or the motion, you know, when we're moving and then I'm seeing, let's say, houses and other cars passing by me. Mm-hmm. That really confuses my brain or something. It really makes me feel sick. Uh-huh. So bad. I'm practically useless riding a car. I cannot look at my phone. I cannot read anything. I cannot. Sometimes I cannot talk. I just want to close my eyes. Mm-hmm. So that I don't see the moving images around me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, airplanes don't bother me. Buses don't bother me. Tricycles don't. Tricycles back home didn't bother me.
But cars do.
Cars do. Definitely do. I hate traveling by car.
I'm thinking it's because I'm not so sure, like the science behind the motion sickness thing, but yeah, it seems like the pressure or like the size of the car probably affects your, like how you feel inside it. Like,
maybe so.
And when you're like traveling, like when we pass through like a tunnel, I remember like there's this sort of pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't have a motion sickness anyway, but I felt that sort of pressure. A good thing I don't have it. Like yesterday,
it's
you had
not,
a real.
They yeah, had this really epiphany. Terrible. Terrible, terrible. What?
No, I remember like you were talking about your ancestors probably. They're not used to moving vehicles also, probably. You were just, anyway, sharing that. Yeah, but what's like your remedy? Do you have like a remedy for...
I just close my eyes, not talk, try to sleep, even if I can't. Just closing my eyes inside the car.
And you feel better, hopefully.
It doesn't make me feel better at all. Yeah, I'm useless in a car.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Anyway, I hope someday we'll have a solution to motion sickness. I hope there's a remedy someday.
without taking the medicine, because so some people do like take medicine for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I like personality tests.
Yeah, as you said.
Yeah, maybe the first encounter I had with it was in high school. My teacher, English teacher, so she introduced the cocology in class. And then I found it really interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So personality tests, I'm not so sure. They're okay, right? They're science-based, sort of, some of it. Like principles of psychology, probably. So, I like that, how it reveals something about you. Mm-hmm. And I've been liking it since then. I mean, I like taking tests online, and then when I see, like, last night we went to this cafe.
Oh yeah.
And they have their many board games, right? Mm-hmm. And there was this like a personality test board game.
Yeah,
and we tried it too. Yeah, that caught my eye. So I'm like, when I see something like that, I would definitely try it. What was your MBTI again? And like,
I always forget. ENFJ? ENFJA?
Yes. I think so. I'm an ENFJ.
Extrovert.
Intuitive.
Feeling and judging.
Yes.
Assertive. Yeah.
I am an ENFPT. I'm like the more on the perceiving and turbulent side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're sort of alike in the first two aspects of it, so the extroversion and intuition, things like that. Yeah. I asked her to do it because I was so like, oh, this is so cool. It's kind of accurate too. Like, it tells about what are like your personality. So.
Yeah.
Please try it too.
It's kind of just like validating what you already know.
Right. And it's fun. I don't know. It feels.
I think it's
interesting.
I think it's an easy way to introduce yourself. Like,
true.
I'm an ENFJA.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to say a lot anymore. To me, that's the practical use of personality tests.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but basically, I feel like I already know who I am, like how I react in situations. But yeah, you know, maybe psychologists wanna let us know that they're great. We know you. We know your subconscious, like that, right?
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for sharing about a little bit about your
motion sickness.
Yeah, but I hope I really hope that you
very entertaining topic of motion sickness.
Okay, but so today, or in this episode, in the first part, I'd like you to answer or like talk about how long you've been doing these activities that I've listed below. Okay, so...
Easy peasy.
All right, let's start with teaching English.
I have been teaching English since...
you can remember. No, I'm kidding.
Officially, it's since 2012.
2012,
Yeah. And then, like, the year before that, I was just tutoring young kids. So.
But you also
kind of
taught
like
English.
Teaching, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You didn't teach math.
Nope. I'm not licensed for teaching math.
Okay.
Yeah, and you? How long have you been teaching English?
I've been teaching for nine years?
Nine years.
Almost
a decade now.
2011.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a month after we graduated.
Oh, okay. Just like that.
Yes. I wanted to.
You went right into it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and then next is podcasting.
Podcasting.
When did you start? When did we start podcasting?
I think we started recording in February. And yeah, so since February, and I believe that the day was February 9th.
It was the 9th?
I think, yeah.
Okay, but
so
I remember
since
the topic.
February 9th.
Yeah, the topic was Valentine's, right?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's when my creative juices kind of hit me. I told Mary Lou, let's start a podcast today.
Yeah.
And then we've been doing it since then.
Wow.
This is our 57th episode. How do you like podcasting?
I mean I like it. I really like what we do and what it does to me too.
Uh-huh.
What this is like doing to me, because
okay, what like, is
I
get it doing to, know, to you?
I get to know more about myself too.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Because every episode we get to share something about us ourselves.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
I have to think about it too. Yeah, like what do I love?
What do you love?
Yeah. What is something worth sharing? Worth sharing
to the world.
Yeah. And of course, like because we teach English, so we also have to do the research and then, you know, make sure that what we are putting out there is, you know, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and would be helpful. So that's really good.
What I like about it is that I feel more relatable, like closer to my students.
When they
tell me that, oh, teacher Mia, I just listened to your podcast and I heard that you like this and you don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like our bond is getting deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps them to express themselves more.
Mm-hmm.
Like they open up to you, and I feel like that's my job as an English teacher, especially for foreign language, English as a foreign language learner, because, mm-hmm. you know, speaking a foreign language is already hard enough. So, you know, at least easing our students of the nervousness and, you know, the nerves of speaking English. It makes me really happy to be that kind of a person or teacher to my students like that. I love podcasting. So we've been podcasting since February this year. So that's for 8 months now.
Wow.
It's been 8 months, Mary Lou. It's been 8 months.
8 good months.
Yes.
All right. And we would like to continue doing this, of course.
Yes. So okay. Please rate us 5 stars. Yeah.
5 stars.
Okay.
So in relation to that, we have the third topic, which is using social media.
Okay, I have been using social media since high school.
High school?
Since high school.
What platforms were you in back then?
There was Friendster, then MySpace.
Were you on MySpace?
I was on MySpace. I totally don't remember what my account was anymore, but I was on MySpace.
I tried that.
For sure.
I don't remember if I actually like made an account on MySpace.
Yeah, in the beginning, MySpace was so cool, right? As a teenager, you could like, you know, express yourself in all kinds of ways. And then it turned to be like this eBay thing. Like people have been selling things on MySpace now.
What I remember with MySpace is that they post their music.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
You were on SoundCloud too.
I was on SoundCloud. I am still on SoundCloud. I don't check it anymore. I still have my SoundCloud. Until now. Tumblr.
Yeah, okay. That's why
Friendster
and Plurk.
Plurk. Yahoo. Messenger,
I was also.
Yeah. We've been on social media since I can remember.
Yeah. High school. Okay. And then the last one would be going to the gym.
I've been going to the gym since 2015.
True.
Yes. I remember Chiba-san made an offer to us if we wanted to go to the gym, and the company is going to pay half of it. Is it right?
True.
Yeah, but now we are paying it all in full, because we want to go. We want to put on effort in making our minds and bodies, you know, sound. Sound. Sound mind, sound body.
Yeah, it was
Ashik's. Right? We discovered
meaning. Yeah.
Wait. Hang on. So, Marilyn and I, I noticed that my students always wear Ashik's brand.
I thought it was Asics before.
I thought it was Basics.
Because
it was like, or a day six, because it looks like looks like a bee to me.
Yeah.
And then we discover that ASHIC is the like the acronym of healthy soul.
Anima sana in corpore sano.
The Latin one. So
yeah.
Anima sana in corpore sano, which means sound mind, sound body.
Yeah.
Awesome. So going to the gym makes me feel happier. It relieves my stress a lot. So yeah, it's been 5 years since I've gone to the gym. Yes.
Yeah, I started going 2017.
So that's about 3 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years later than
okay.
Okay, and I agree, totally. The sound mind
Ashes.
Sounds. Okay.
Sound mind, sound body.
Indeed. All right, well, thank you so much again for sharing your thoughts on those activities or questions I had for you earlier. And then maybe for our listeners and viewers, you've noticed Teacher Mina right here used the keywords that we're going to talk about today, which are for and since. Okay. And then we will be looking into the differences between the two and try using them more in the exercises we have in today's episode. Okay, so let's begin. Two of the most common prepositions of time, you have for and since. Let's start with for. All right, now we use this preposition to talk about an amount of time or space. So for this episode, it's amount of time. And then the length of time could be seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, or even years. You can also use it for non-specific periods of time, like we say for ages, for a long time.
Forever.
Okay, so remember that it is used for a specific period of time, or to specify.
It's the length of time.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell my students it's kikan, like duration. Mm-hmm. If you use for duration.
True. All right, and you can use this for different verb tenses, but we will focus today on the present. Perfect continuous tense, because we're talking about actions or activities we started in the past that we're still doing now.
Mm-hmm. Right? Genzai kanryo shinko, okay.
Amazing!
Your junior high school heart is knocking.
What was that again?
Genzai kanryo shinko, okay.
Wow, that was a lot.
Present perfect. Continuous,
but yeah. It's also long in English, so
because it's perfect continuous.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the form is have been, ing.
Yes,
basically
for you, right? I have been, she has been, plus ing. So that's really easy to remember. Hopefully, all right. So again, that's for. That's for four. Now, we also have since. Right? Mm-hmm. And for since, it's more on, we use it to refer to a point of time.
Okay.
Yeah, so since can refer to a point after a specific time or event in the past. But today we're talking about the particular point in the beginning, sometime in the past, that's still continuing until now.
Mm-hmm.
So, it can be like, that specific time could be last month, for example, or at noon. And then remember that this word since is used with a particular point in time. So, for example, it has been raining since 8 a.m. So, 8 a.m. is the time reference we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And the action is it's been raining. Go. Yeah. So
since. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna move on to pronunciation. We're gonna practice focusing on the contractions. Not the pregnancy. Oh, I was Googling about the causes of motion sickness, and it's pregnancy.
Oh,
one of the causes is pregnancy.
But you've been pregnant for... you've been pregnant for since forever.
Since forever. Since birth. Okay. Anyway, contractions. In grammar, contractions are the shorter version of like two phrases, two words. Yes, for example, we have in Gensei Kanryo Shinko, okay, right? We use have plus been plus ing. So you will hear the phrase like I have been teaching, right? And in spoken situations, then you're gonna use I've been. All right. So instead of saying I have been, you're gonna assimilate the sounds of or you're gonna shorten have, and you're gonna pronounce it like I've. Mm-hmm. I've been. Okay, so let's practice the phrases. First one, I have been.
I have been.
The contracted form, I've been.
I've been.
I've been there before.
I've been there.
I've been there. Uh-huh. Than that. Okay. I'm just kidding. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. All right. Okay. You have been.
You have been.
You've been.
You've been.
You've been bamboozled. Okay. He has been.
He has been.
Now this is the contracted form. He's been.
He's been. That sounds funny.
Yeah.
He's been.
He's been.
Like Lisbon.
He's been looking for love till he found you. I didn't know. Okay. Anyway, next one. Jane. Jane has been.
Jane has been.
Sounds like husband.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay. Contracted form. Jane's been.
Jane's been. Okay. Not James Bond.
No.
Jane's been.
Yeah. Jane's B. Okay. In a sentence, Jane's been exercising. Jane's been exercising. All right.
Okay.
Last one is they have been.
They have been.
The contracted form, they've been.
They've been.
Okay. They've been. They've been doing it for many, many months or something.
okay,
so that's a contracted form. You will use it when you're talking to your English speaking friends.
All right, that was awesome. Thank you. Okay, so let's just have a little bit of a practice with what we've learned today.
Mm-hmm.
So I have here a few questions.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want you to answer them. It's all about you anyway. So the first one is, how long have you been making YouTube videos?
Oh, okay. I have been making YouTube videos since I arrived in Japan.
Oh.
I have
long
been
before?
Making. Yeah, yeah. I've been making music videos. No. YouTube videos since after college, maybe.
Wow.
Since college.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember I had this account. I had this YouTube account, but uh-huh. I already forgot the password in there. Because, you know, so Marilyn and I, we are big K-pop fans.
Oh, yeah.
We would go to K-pop, like, concerts mm-hmm. and meetups, right? And I always brought my camera with me, and I uploaded those videos on YouTube.
Okay.
You can still see those videos on YouTube, but I have no way of retrieving that account anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried retrieving it yet, but... I've been making it
maybe
since
have like
college.
A lot of views there already.
That yeah, there's one video that has like thousands of views. That was many, many years back. Many, many years back.
It's interesting to know. I mean, I didn't know about
right?
that.
Right? Yeah. I'm really into like documenting stuff and uploading them for all the people to see.
Okay.
Or just me.
All right. Now let's have this last one. How long have you been an ARMY? I'm not talking about like military. But a BTS fan.
Okay, officially I've been an ARMY since September this year.
Okay, that was
When was I don't
it's
know.
Not September
maybe
1st.
Like 2014. I mean I've been listening to BTS's songs. Not as crazy as now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 2014?
Probably.
Or something. Yeah, yeah. When I still 2015 or 16. Yeah. Like 4 or 3 years ago. Yeah, I've been an army since 2014. Since 2015 or something like that.
Yeah. An army at heart, but she's officially an army this year, right?
Yeah, this September. Year, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, that was really good.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You are welcome.
I love it.
There's another question.
Okay. How long have you been studying or learning German?
Yep, I've been learning German.
Yeah.
I've been learning it every day, but only for like 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've been learning it for about 3 months now.
Oh
yeah, yes, I'm getting a hang.
Yeah, well,
of...
I actually hear her like speaking in like a different language all the time. Like, yes. What's happening to you over there? But she's studying German. Mm.
How do I say this? Die Luft ist schlecht. Die Luft
the sky is what?
The sky is bad.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't know if that's natural, but that's what I learned from my application. It's so fun learning German. I love it. I recommend you learn German too. After learning English.
It will be easier, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Like okay, that was really, really fun.
Yes, thanks so much, Meryl, for this topic. So interesting.
And what about you guys? Can you now talk about your activities in relation to time? With the words we've learned today.
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website exl-english.com for a free trial lesson. Catch up with you soon. How do I say it? Auf Wiedersehen.
What?
Auf Wiedersehen. Bye.
Bye.